Welcome to South Haven Business Beat. Business and community leaders talk with us to provide invaluable resources to aid the business community.
This episode is sponsored by MasterCheck. Investigative professionals at MasterCheck are committed to providing a top-notch service at a cost-effective price. Since the early 1970s, MasterCheck, a full-service investigative company, has been providing many Fortune 500 companies, publicly traded companies, government agencies, and top law firms throughout the United States and Canada with an array of investigative services. As a veteran-owned business, many of our field investigators are prior military and college-educated, which makes thinking outside of the box one of the things we do best. Our creative approach helps our customers protect one of their most important assets, their business. Call Vincent Dents at 615-783-1623 for more information.
And now here's your host, Aaron Kozort.
Hello and welcome to South Haven Business Beat. We're having a conversation today with Matthew Kelso. He is a financial advisor with Edward Jones and also serves on the board of the South Haven Chamber of Commerce. And we want to welcome you to this conversation. We're going to talk about a lot of different things. But Matthew, give us a brief introduction of yourself first.
Well, it's funny because a lot of my friends gave me grief when I first started in the business world because I just introduced myself as Matthew Kelso. And they're like, Kelso, that's not you. You're just Kelso to us. Like, to just keep it straight. And for a while there, it felt a little awkward because I was in my early 20s stepping in, so I wanted to be professional, but yeah, I'm Kelso, and a little bit about myself. I'm the youngest of four. I'm the only boy, so I'm a little spoiled, I should say, but I was born in South Haven here, and I've lived in DeSoto County my entire life, and for the most of my childhood, I lived on the complete west side of the county in Walls, and now I live on the opposite side of Olive Branch. So I've found both worlds.
So being from here, what are some of the changes you've seen in DeSoto County and South Haven, and where do you think the direction's headed for South Haven as a community?
Oh my goodness. I mean, a lot of the stuff, of course, growing up, you don't really recall things, but I think you just notice over time how many different businesses come, widening of roads, intersections that weren't there before.
Right.
But really just seeing new developments grow, whether it was the outlet mall that came originally, and then of course you had Tanger Outlets, and then you had, of course, now Silo Square being built. Man, I was really excited about that. I remember driving by the empty field and talking to my wife about it, and I said, man, that's going to be awesome. I'm telling you, the format of it, I'm just excited about.
Right.
She's like, how do you just know that that's going to be something? I said, I don't know. Maybe I'm just a visionary. I don't know how to actually do the things with my hands, but I can set a goal and hope to see it.
So as you think about setting goals, you know, one of the things that you do is you're a financial advisor. What are your thoughts on where the economy is right now?
Oh, man. I think we're still in a tough spot. I mean, when you look at just things that you do to go to the store and purchase, I think everybody's feeling the pain, and we've felt it for a few years now.
Right.
Now, I've been vocal in the past on social media, but I will let it to say inflation does hurt, and there's ways to bring it down, and it causes pain.
Right.
And so I've been thankful over the past few months that the trend is looking like interest rates are going to start coming down, and which has helped for our accounts at Edward Jones because it was a really tough time for conservative investors. And I don't deal with, you know, high fly and, you know, people who take a tons of risk. I deal with everyday investor who just comes to us for financial advice. I know to some people I'm their investment guy. To some people I'm their financial advisor. And for some people I'm handling their entire wealth. And so just getting to know those people, but I'm pretty excited about how the outlook is going to be in the course of the next few years because it's been a long recovery.
Sure.
If we want to call it that.
Sure.
So I'm a realistic optimist is what I like to say.
So bringing it down to the local level, how do you feel the economy is doing, South Haven, DeSoto County? How do you feel like we're doing here?
Oh, my goodness. So much better than what you see across the nation.
Right.
I've had so many conversations with clients, and it's pretty crazy because I said, we were sheltered from a lot of the pains from the COVID pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't because we didn't have impact from it.
Right.
We had people that lost family members. Mm-hmm. But a lot of our government policy response to COVID was much different.
Sure.
And it honestly protected a lot of the businesses here. And I'm a business owner. I run mm-hmm. my business. And it wasn't as hard here for mm-hmm. us as it was even just across the state lines. And
sure.
So I tell people all the time, we're very sheltered here in this area because, or shielded, I should say, from a lot of the pains around the nation. Now, of course, we're impacted by higher interest rates.
Right.
Everybody's impacted
right.
by that.
Right.
But I think just having that consistency with our government, regardless of political party here, you seem to have a lot of people that want to work together.
Absolutely. You know, it makes a difference in a community when the people in leadership want and care more about doing what's good for everybody mm-hmm. in the community than they do just toting a party line. And
yes.
and I think that's one of the things you see in our community and in our county is you see people making choices for the benefit of the people and the community and helping businesses grow, but not leaving consumers behind, making
right.
sure that, you know, it's not just big businesses that can grow, but even small businesses have those economic opportunities that are afforded to them, which, you know, leads into you're also serving or about to be serving with the Economic Development Committee in South Haven, DeSoto County. Tell me a little bit about your community involvement. You've worked with the chamber, you've been an ambassador, you've worked with the South Haven Young Professionals. Tell me about how you see community involvement in your business and in your life.
I think it's one and the same. I think a lot of times people try to have a business persona, and I don't want to just say this just strictly for men, but we're typically box oriented. We have this box for business. This is my family box. This is my financial box. We kind of jump back and forth. And I would like to say you need to be the same throughout.
Mm-hmm.
And to kind of answer the previous question, I think a lot of the reasons why leadership matters a lot in this area is making a decision, moving forward in a direction. And sometimes you might be wrong, but I think a humbleness to say I was wrong
mm-hmm.
and I did the best I could with the knowledge that I had. And we move forward.
Right.
I think a lot of the times people are too timid and afraid to be a true leader
mm-hmm.
and take some grief when you do make wrong decisions.
That's right.
But being able to humble yourself and move forward. Thankfully, a lot of the leadership in this local area made some pretty tough decisions,
mm-hmm.
put a foot forward. And looking back, I think they were right.
Yeah.
So that's always helpful.
It is. It's great to look back and say, yeah. Oh, we were right, as opposed to wrong.
Yeah. But when it comes to my level of involvement in business is my company. So I run my own branch. I have a office administrator, Diana Linville. She's been with me for over 5 years now. And a lot of her work and my trust in her being able to take care of things while I'm able to serve on these different capacities in the community, it gives me the chance to build connections with people.
Sure.
And just like the Chamber of Commerce says, you know, relationships, you know, build commerce.
Right.
And so just developing those relationships. I joined the South Haven Chamber in December of 2018.
Okay.
And I was a little afraid, you know. Right. I'm a young dude just coming up. I wore a lot of suits and ties at that point. I don't really do that very much anymore. People are scared of that, but every now and then it's fine. But started out through that, and really just my goal was I want to get to know people.
Sure.
And I want people to know me for who I am.
Right.
And not just put on a professional facade,
right.
I guess you should say.
Right.
I'm going to be myself. I am going to be professional. Don't doubt that. But I'm also going to have fun.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
Business is fun.
Mm-hmm.
And so from that point going forward, I stepped into and I said, hey, what can I do to help jumpstart my business? How can I get to know people? And I got connected to be an ambassador for the chamber. I almost won Ambassador of the Year, but Miss Olivia Craig, now Faith, she worked her tail off and rightfully won. But then in those years, they had a vision to start a young professional group. but just didn't really have the people to actually carry on that vision and put the hands to it. And I loved it. And at the very beginning, throughout of our meetings about mission, purpose, values, we probably had 4 or 5 months before we actually did anything.
Right.
Setting up the, you know, agreeing to structure. What are we going to do? And so at that point, I was voluntold to be the chairman. I'm just kidding. They voted on it. But I was the chairman, and the goal was, for me, after 3 years, I should be handing this off to somebody else.
Right, right.
Instead of willing to hold on to whatever power you may have, it was good to pass it on. And so from that point forward, just putting right people around you to where you can lead. But if you're putting great people around you to lead, you get better as a leader.
Right.
And then also you realize, hey, everybody's trying to do this.
That's right.
Everybody's trying to work together.
Right.
And if you put people who are smart and wise, and you put people who are have strengths where your weaknesses are, hey, set the vision, reestablish the mission if you ever kind of go back and forth. So my job was very easy. It was, what's the values? What's the mission of our organization? And let's keep centered and let people just run with what they want to run.
Sure.
If they have ideas.
Sure. You know, as you look back at some of those things that you've done with the chamber, what would you say has brought you, either as a business owner or as an individual, the most value in your interactions with the chamber?
It's a lot. I think just reputation. I said a lot of times, even to the unprofessional group at that time, was I jumped on the South Haven Chamber's back as long as they could carry me.
Right.
Because they have the reputation, they have the connections, they have the trust. And if you don't know me, you don't trust me.
Right.
Now, some people are more trusting than others. They're willing to give it out a little simpler.
Sure.
But in the finance world, especially if people are handing you their money, there requires a whole lot of trust.
Absolutely.
And rightfully so. You should ask me tons of questions.
Sure.
You should get to know the nitty-gritty, and you should try to understand who my character was. And so how best to try to represent and display your character by getting involved in as many things as you can. And it takes time. I mean, in the business that I've seen, just jumping on their back for the longest has really helped. And I like to say now that they've had to carry me for a few years, now that business is more about word of mouth and referrals and current clients referring, the chamber is less about let's ride on your coattails, but how can we continue to serve?
Right.
And maybe make that metaphorical back a lot larger so that other businesses can jump on too.
Absolutely.
So just trying to help and serve in that way to make sure the chamber even gets stronger than what it is.
Sure.
We're taking a second to thank our sponsors.
Investigative professionals at MasterCheck are committed to providing a top-notch service at a cost-effective price. Call Vincent Dentz at 615-783-1623 for more information.
Follow App. The Follow App is the long-term solution for networking, instantly connecting you to those frequently missed opportunities to find the right referral partner or new client to grow your business. Wisdom Integrators. Are you a business owner and is technology getting in the way of your business? If your computers are slow, your website is horrible, or your business needs more efficiency, then it's time to reach out to Aaron Kozort and Wisdom Integrators. Would you like to be a sponsor? Contact Debbie King at 662-342-6114 for more information. Be sure to share and subscribe for more business resources. Now back to South Haven Business Beat and host Aaron Kozort.
So, you're also on the board of the Chamber of Commerce here in South Haven. How do you feel 2023 went for the Chamber, and what are you looking forward to in 2024?
2023 was successful. We had lofty goals from a budget standpoint. I'll joke with Mr. Jeff King about that. Just messing. We had lofty goals, and honestly, we were right under the cusp of meeting all of those things, even from a financial standpoint. The staff here did phenomenal, even with a lot of the issues that we had. I mentioned before in the earlier on in this meeting, that people are tight on their budgets. Yes. It's not easy to go to the grocery store. Mm-hmm. It wasn't easy to go to the gas station. It's not easy to do anything really financially. So you're kind of strapped. And so to see the level of growth that the chamber's seen and bringing value to all these different types of businesses and coming up with new ideas, they did a phenomenal job.
It's commendable and important in a community to have an organization like the Chamber that is focused on their mission, is responsible to be able to help carry the torch of the economy and encourage business. And that's one of the things that I think when business owners consider, should I join the chamber? Should I put some money to work there? The answer really comes, do you want to build relationships?
Yep.
Because if you're going to build relationships, you're going to build a business based on relationships, then the chamber is a no-brainer as far as an opportunity. But you've got to invest time to build relationships.
The way that I like to explain it, I'll probably answer this twofold. First is a lot of people, whether it's a chamber of commerce, whether it's an advertisement, whether it's a marketing campaign, they just think, let me throw some money somewhere and I'll get something in return. And as a finance person, I'd say, probably not the best thing to do.
Right.
What's really neat to do on the other side is, if you're a new business, you're starting your business, you're getting out there, you don't have a lot of money.
Right.
So a lot of the money that you make at the beginning is a lot about marketing.
Mm-hmm.
You're spending a lot of money to get that referral base.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I advise people that are joining the chamber is, you don't have the money yet to do a lot of sponsorships to build that type of thing. So put in your sweat equity.
That's right.
Work hard, be involved, come to events, and don't feel intimidated by so many people. I tell people, get to know one or two people at every event.
Mm-hmm.
Get to know them, send them thank you letter, hey, it was nice meeting you, or mm-hmm. just follow up on LinkedIn, whatever mm-hmm. it may be, connect, see them again, build a relationship. But at the next event, find somebody else. But over time, as you're continuing to put that sweat equity, a lot of businesses begin to say, okay, now we have money.
Right.
What do we do with this money?
Right.
And a lot of times, if you go down the route of, well, I'm just going to give money now. I'm going to have sponsorships. I'm not going to be involved as much. That's fine. You can potentially do that, especially if you give sponsor a lot of money.
Right.
But I would say if you want to have a stronghold in your community, you put in the sweat equity. And when you have the finances to be able to sponsor and market, you do both.
Right.
And then you can have a stronger hold on that area.
Sure.
Because people see you as not only somebody who works hard, but somebody who gives back mm-hmm. financially as well. So I tell business owners, be smart with your marketing dollars.
Mm-hmm.
And it's okay to spend it quite a bit.
Yeah.
It's just, it has to bring you the best return.
So one of the things that I've noticed about the area at large in the 10 years that I've been in the greater Memphis area is people do business with people they know.
Mm-hmm.
And so as you take the time and invest the time and not just the dollars to be able to spend time with people through chamber events, through chamber lunches, mm-hmm. Through the ribbon cuttings and other events like that, and just interacting with the people on staff at the chamber, one of the greatest assets that I think the community has is that the people here know the people here, they don't just know one or two people. They know the businesses that exist. And so when you're looking for someone, when you need a service provider for something, when you need someone who's got the right connection or who knows the right person, you come into the chamber and that's right here.
And it's
invaluable to businesses. But I think it's underutilized quite often by chamber members to just take the opportunity to come and talk with the people who are on staff here and to talk with people who are connected to the chamber and say, I need this. Because the reality is most of the time there's someone here at the chamber that says, I know exactly who you need.
Hmm.
And that's an invaluable asset even all by itself.
Yeah, and I would say it kind of leads on from a personal thing. I had a mentor of mine who continues to be invested in me. He's 78 now. I like to still joke that he's the old man, but we're like brothers. And being have somebody else to give into my life,
mm-hmm.
it means a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And it helps encourage you to say, hey, I just need to help the next person.
So right.
How the chamber did that for me was, you're coming into a place, you don't know a lot of people, and to have somebody who's concerned about you mm-hmm. and saying, how can I help you? And that may be, let me connect you to this person.
Right.
And they can introduce you to them.
Right.
Or they can connect you to them. And so instead of you're making cold calls or knocking down doors and people don't want to talk to you, like
yep.
it's oh, okay. It's a little warm introduction. You're not trying to sell me something initially or,
right.
or trying to establish a relationship.
Right.
And so I think the chamber, South Haven Chamber, did that really well, and they still do it well.
Mm-hmm.
Because if somebody's coming up new, they're introducing to you.
Right.
This morning there was a coffee with a member, and Kristen actually brought this lady to come over and talk to me, and just introduce herself, and we just started connecting her to other people. And
right. Right.
At the event that might be beneficial for her to talk
sure.
to. So just that same level of welcoming.
Sure.
Just trying to give it back.
As we kind of wrap up and think about this upcoming year, what are some of your goals for 2024?
Personally, business, what?
Sure.
Loaded question. Business-wise, really just seeing more of a recovery from an investment-wise. Obviously, I can't control what goes on that
right.
way, but I can control how I handle
mm-hmm.
myself. Mm-hmm. I can handle my emotions, as well as trying to understand how other people are feeling.
Sure.
And so I'm very thankful that a lot of our clients, even this past month, that I had somebody call me and say, thank you for letting me not... jump out and do this. Because so many people want to during times of panic, and that's the time to say, right, everybody is panicking.
Right.
But don't wait until everything's great to come back in.
Yes.
So for business, for me, I'm trying to bring in, I don't bring on many clients. We want to serve everybody very well and have deep conversations and mm-hmm. relationships. And so I don't want to bring on as many people as I would say, establishing great relationships.
Absolutely.
So if I have 5 clients that join me this year, as opposed to 50 like they did last year,
right, right,
I'm fine with that. As long as we're able to continue serving our current clients and serving the ones that we're bringing on, I'm excited about that. One new thing that I'm waiting on, at my company, we typically just have one financial advisor and one office administrator in each local offices,
mm-hmm.
which we have many throughout the county. In our region, myself and another advisor is doing the first. We have decided to join teams together.
Okay.
So we will partner together and help serve each other's clients
okay.
over time.
Right.
Of course, we have
right.
to build relationships
sure.
with their clients
sure.
as well as them with us. And but I'm excited about that. So we have very similar investment philosophies,
mm-hmm.
Similar faith, and it's really great to work with somebody that you trust as a friend. And
absolutely.
So, being able to have that, I'm really excited. However, we're just waiting on real estate and seeing how that looks. So we're being patient. It might be this next year that it happens. It might be 2 years from now.
Right.
But we're patient to see. But goal-wise... I'm just thankful that I had clients trust us in the past years, two
right,
years,
right.
at least,
right.
Through a hard period. And that's my goal, is to continue to build that.
Sure. So as you look at those relationships, it's important being able to help people through hard times. Being able to communicate to people when they're looking at a downward trend, or they're looking at a situation where it's going the opposite of the direction they thought it would go, helping them see past the horizon, helping them, make the right choices, where they come back later and say, thank you
yep.
for giving me the direction, giving me the insight, not letting me make the wrong decision, or, helping and reminding me to get back in, when it was appropriate. It's an important thing to do in a lot of forms of businesses, because, sometimes people do have to make hard choices and they do mm-hmm. have to make that decision. But having someone there who's not just a provider of a service, but a friend, and builds that relationship to be able to say, listen, why don't we find another way? Why don't we look for an alternative? What other options do we have? Is there a third option sitting here? It's not just one or the other. And then let's look at this from a longer perspective. And that, I think that's one of the important things financial advisors do, is they yes. try and focus down the road, because a lot of times people in their day-to-day lives are looking at right now.
And that's what's neat about our process that we do. I try to keep things very simple. Obviously, there's a whole bunch of jargon and gobbledygook, as I like to joke with my friends, but that can confuse people.
Sure.
So it doesn't matter if I know all about how to do finances and how I know how to handle investments. It doesn't matter if I just know how to do that. Fine. You might think I'm smart. Great. I'm glad somebody does. But when it comes to understanding it, you might see me once or twice a year in the office, and you might have 5 or 6 phone calls.
Right.
But your day-to-day financial decisions are without me helping you make those decisions.
Right.
So a lot of the simplicity that I like to give is, you have a 3-bucket approach. You have your short-term bucket, you have your intermediate, and you have your long-term bucket.
Right.
Short-term bucket is most important. It has the biggest hole in the bottom, but it also is filled up the most with your income, and it has the most bills that come out.
Right.
And so if you have a sustainable short-term, that you're, if something does happen, the economy does suffer, you do lose a job, you do have something that breaks down on your car, or you have a health issue, you're not struggling with the risk that you're taking in your long-term bucket.
Right.
Because this is satisfied.
Right.
The danger that I see what happens a lot is if this bucket is near empty, and you're trying your best to fill up this bucket, at any point you're going to have to start dipping into this.
Yeah.
And we would hate to that to happen on a year like this past year, or, the, or 2 years ago, where it was a downtime.
Right.
And so I just want to reinstill confidence.
Mm-hmm.
Fine, we can talk about investments. Great. I can talk about it all day. But really, it's, are you on track for what you want to do with your life?
Sure.
And if you still are, and there hasn't been any changes to what you want to do or your plans, let's not make drastic changes.
Sure. Sure.
Right? You know, let's be level-headed.
Right.
And I like to say to clients too, I like to be a guiding hand. I don't like to be a measuring stick that's smacking your wrist.
Right.
All right.
Right.
I would prefer to guide you along, but there are some instances I'll have to do some wrist smacking. Let's just keep that few and far between, though. It's not fun conversations, but well, I will gladly do it.
Kelso, it's been great to have you with us. And I do call you Kelso, but it's been great to have you with us, and we're looking forward to a great 2024. Thank you for being on South Haven Business Beat. And thank you for joining us for another episode of South Haven Business Beat. We love working with the community, educating the community, encouraging the community, and we hope that you will join in the effort and the work being done here at the South Haven Chamber of Commerce. We hope you'll do business here in South Haven, and we encourage you to continue your education and continue building the relationships that drive business forward. Thank you. I'm Aaron Kozwork with Wisdom Integrators, and this has been South Haven Business Beat. Have a great day.
Please visit www.southhavenbusinessbeat.com for more episodes. We would like to thank the following sponsor, Pure Focus Media. Have an event coming up? Let us capture all the moments that will create memories that will last a lifetime with our professional photographer and videographer. Also announcing our new digital selfie photo booth. Book with us today. This podcast is brought to you by the South Haven Chamber of Commerce. We know relationships create commerce. Want to join the South Haven Chamber? Visit www.southhavenchamber.com. Be sure to share and subscribe. Thanks for watching.